the Hindu backlash against Christians continues in India. In the Middle East, Christians and Muslims examine peace during Ramadan, and a family embarks on a mission adventure with a great crate. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India's Supreme Court wants to know what the government in Orissa state has done to stop a wave of anti-Christian rioting. In the meantime, religious reprisals continued. Official sources say at least a half dozen churches were set ablaze this week. Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundarajan says they're concerned because it appears to be spreading.
The violence that started in the villages was slowly seeping its way into the cities. And so my question to him this morning was, what's going on? And he said, I thought that this was going to be something that would subside, but it has shown no signs of subsiding, and in fact, it's gotten worse and worse.
Has the violence stopped their partners from planting churches? Sundarajan says caution is prudent.
I don't know for all ministries, but as far as ours go, we'd encourage our staff to just kind of stay put and keep your families safe when you can, because when there's a mob out there, you don't want to aggravate anything. So I would say we put it on hold for a little bit.
Next, millions of students in the United States are heading back to school this week. Many are facing incredible problems. They're lonely. They're searching. One ministry is getting ready to reach out to them. Mark Jevert with Youth for Christ says this is a busy time of year.
With almost 200 locations around the country, that represents probably 2,000 different campuses, middle school and high school around the country. The next 2 weeks are important as we kick off and make impressions with new freshmen and also sophomore, juniors, and seniors.
Up to 35,000 YFC young people will come to Christ this year. Jeannie Hostetler at YFC Palm Beach County, Florida says they get them involved in a small group and then involved in a local church.
YFC is only going to be in these kids' lives for maybe 3 to 4 years. So we want them to be involved in a local church so that they will have that church body to relate to the rest of their lives.
Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims ask forgiveness for past sins, pray for guidance into the future, and try to purify themselves. The daily fast is broken at sundown with a large feast. Sat7's David Harder says it's also a time when families get together to watch television.
All the satellite channels that are focused on the Middle East put their best shows on, trying to capture this huge audience. So right now, what we at Sat7 are doing is also trying to capture some of the audience with some of our programs to help people find out more about Jesus and also about peace that they can have through knowing Jesus.
Sat7's new Peace Amidst Violence campaign uses its programming to address the issues of violence, challenging viewers to think about Christ and how they can respond to violence around them.
People can be praying for those who are seeking to know the true God will experience him. And we're hoping at Sat7, both for new Christians and for those who may be seeking, that they'll really come to know the true and living God during this time.
Elsewhere, Christian Resources International is partnering with a family in Pennsylvania to help pastors in India. The Rutch family is sponsoring the 2008 October Great Crate. This 40-foot crate will be packed full of gently used Bibles and other donated used Christian resources to help bring the Word of God to India. Book drives are underway, and the family needs to raise nearly $11,000 for the shipping. And new believers are clashing with village leaders in Panama for refusing to participate in drinking feasts. The chiefs are even threatening to stop their invited guests, New Tribes Mission Bible teachers. During a meeting, one of the teachers said that he had nothing but his Bible as defense. The leaders want to know God's word, but don't appreciate that it's conflicting with tradition. Pray for wisdom for the teachers and pray that the new believers will stand strong in their convictions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available the DVD Commission. This inspiring DVD will introduce you to young lives transformed forever by the power of God's Word and how you can make a worldwide impact. Get your free commission DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.